birds arrive at the same old time, but the food they need for their chicks is already come and gone. That's phenology. Repeated, that could be a reproductive catastrophe. Good morning and welcome to Talk of Alaska. I'm Steve Heimel. Finally, somebody's paying attention to the timing of things, and they need as much data as they can get. Data gathered by ordinary people. Birders and gardeners do it. Our number is 1-800-478-8255. That's 478-TALK, toll free. In Anchorage, a local call at 550-8422. Email talk at aprn.org. Alaska meets the National Phenology Network.
This program is underwritten in part by First National Bank Alaska, working shoulder to shoulder with Alaskan businesses for nearly a century. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Phenology, that's the name of it. It's the timing of things. There is a National Phenology Network, and by telephone from Arizona, we have their executive director, Jake Weltzien. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Jake.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Jake, how long have you had your job there?
It's been just 2 years or so, and really enjoying it quite a lot.
Well, as I understand it, this is essentially a way of collecting nature notes. Sometimes people are even doing this on their own, right?
Oh, yes. I'm sure many of the listeners across the state today and folks outside as well will have their own data sets where they've been tracking the timing of seasonal events, things that we see every day, birch trees coming out, lilac bushes in bloom, first robin in the backyard when they're out there working in the garden. These are all biological indicators of environmental change and variation that we can use to track and determine what kind of changes are occurring in our environment through time.
Now, I understand that back in the 50s, the Agriculture Department set up what they call the Lilac Network, good old USDA. And the idea was basically that people would record how their lilacs bloomed, like when they bloomed and so forth. Can you kind of run down through what was the purpose of that?
Sure. This in brief, this occurred, actually it started in Montana with a fellow named Joe Caprio, and he came out of California and he was asked to come up to Montana to help set up a monitoring network so that we could understand how climate and climate variation, spring temperatures, for example, would affect agricultural production, especially apples. We didn't have the density of weather stations across the state at that time, and he was asked to develop some indicator, some biological indicator that could be used to predict or make predictions about when it would be a good time to plant. And he walked out the back door of his house there and looked at the lilac and thought, wow, you know, there's lilacs everywhere and they're blooming, and I wonder if they could they be used as simple indicators of spring and tell us when it's time to start thinking about agricultural production. And sure enough, good, strong relationships between the timing of lilac blooming and weather conditions. And so he started a network in Montana that spread to other states in the West and then eventually even into the eastern U.S. And so anybody can partake in the lilac network now. It's been going for 50 years.
So perhaps understandably, at some point, the government saw fit to defund this program, saying, well, you know, we got enough weather stations now, we don't really need this, or whatever the reason was. It just didn't rise to the priority that was needed for funding, and so it went away for a while, and then it sort of got pieced back together. So the result, I guess, is that we now have one of your longer phenological data sets. Would that be fair, Jake?
Yes, it's actually one of the best data sets that we have using plants. We also could also use animals as indicators of environmental variation. And people were continuing to collect data, even though the program kind of had a lull there for a few years. But there are data sets that do go back almost 50 years, and so that's a very good indicator of change through time.
All right. At this point, I'd like to introduce one of the founders of the Phenology Network, and it's Dr. Julio Betancourt of the U.S. Geological Survey in Arizona. Julio, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Thanks a lot, Steve. This is a lot of fun to talk about phenology.
You wouldn't think it would be, but you know, for some reason, it's really quite fascinating. Now, I wanted to call you in at this point because you are basically nationally known as the guy who decoded the pack rat middens in the desert. In other words, you were able to take this, just what the pack rats had put in there.